peak traffic mitigation mode is the lingo used by Park City transportation planners to say they're implementing systems and personnel to keep cars and people moving during the high skier traffic time periods. Park City Transportation Planning Manager Alfred Knotts says the message signing on Park City's major roadways help direct drivers to outlying lots and provides travel time estimates. He explains the other traffic mitigation efforts.
Use our officers to support intersection control and emergency response time. And then we also have our traffic command center staff during the morning and the evening. We'll be working with UDOT to control and manage the signals and signal timing during peak times. And then also traveler information will be displayed on our variable message signs, notifying people of the resource being full and to direct to other parking facilities such as the high school and or other base areas such as the canyon.
UDOT has granted a permit to Park City Transit for buses to use emergency lanes for regular travel during high traffic periods, but it's only allowed from Kimball Junction to the canyon's base area.
They can utilize and will utilize the shoulders depending on snow clearing and everything. UDOT has gone out there and cleared the shoulders as of right now, but we're expecting another weather event. So that may fill back in and they will get back to clearing that snow as their resources allow.
Backups and slow-moving traffic occur on Deer Valley Drive and Bonanza to Kearns Boulevard during the skier loadout hours of 3 to 6 p.m. Knotts says dedicating bus lanes on Deer Valley Drive isn't permitted by UDOT. Knotts' advice is to be prepared, plan ahead, and try to bus, carpool, or walk. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.